Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Why, this is the smallest crowd we've drawn yet in Woodbridge.
We're trying to break records. Good afternoon, Your Honor. Ian Bambrick from Young, Conaway, Stargett, and Taylor, representing the debtors and debtors in possession. On the agenda today, we have one item, which is the debtors' second supplemental joint administration motion. By way of background, one of the items that the debtors have been focused on post-petition is analyzing the debtors' records as well as the information they have on the entities that were not transferred over to the independent manager to determine if any of those entities do need to be transferred over in light of assets remaining therewith. As part of that, some time ago, the debtors identified Bellflower Funding LLC as well as Wall 123 LLC as two entities that would be beneficial for the control thereof to be transferred to the independent manager. The debtors reached out to Mr. Shapiro as part of the ongoing efforts with the SEC to coordinate transfer of those entities. Although that had been going on for a while, last Thursday, Mr. Shapiro agreed to and did transfer control of those entities over to the debtors. Excuse me. And in particular, over to the control of the independent manager. On Friday, Mr. Shapiro agreed to transfer over control of 52 additional entities. However, in light of certain emergent issues which I'll discuss related to Bellflower funding, it was determined that the best course of action at this point would be to commence Chapter 11 cases for these two entities and to continue to analyze the additional 52 entities, which, although there may be assets still resting therewith, aren't under the same type of emergent issues that Bellflower is. So as part of that, after the control had been transferred, the debtors reached out to the SEC to confirm, as we did with the Round 2 filing, that commencing Chapter 11 cases for these two entities would not violate the asset freeze order in place in the district court in Florida. The SEC responded on Friday, confirming their understanding that they do not have an issue and they do not believe that there's any issue with commencing these two cases. With that was the last hurdle the debtors had before them to commence in these two Chapter 11 cases. So Friday, late Friday, later than we would have liked, we were able to commence these cases. And thank Your Honor very much for making some time for us today. Turning to the relief requested, unless you have any questions.
I do not.
Turning to the relief requested, it's a little bit more substantive than the first supplemental joint administration order, and that is because the assets that are sitting with Bellflower funding are four REO properties as well as three properties that are currently in foreclosure. Our understanding is that since the asset freeze order has been put in place, no amounts have been paid on behalf of those entities. So there's obviously a bit of a push to get these entities in so that we can get things like taxes, insurance, and utilities taken care of in short order. And that's also the reason why the relief is a little bit more substantive compared to the Round 2 filing. So walking quickly through that relief, joint administration, obviously with the number of entities, it behooves everyone to have these jointly administered. As to the adequate assurance deposit, given the additional entity or the additional properties that will be brought in, the debtors will need to increase that by $3,000, which would bring the new total to $46,686.03 in order to continue to maintain the adequate assurance deposit of a half of a month of utility services. Pre-petition taxes. The debtors are still analyzing what taxes are outstanding for the pre-petition period for these five, for the REO property as well as the foreclosure properties. That being said, the previous cap was in the neighborhood of $1.5 million, I believe. We'll need to increase that cap by $100,000. The debtors are hopeful that we will not get near that $100,000 increase, but as I said, the debtors believe that the value of these properties being held by Bellflower are approximately $5.5 million. So in light of that, the goal is to get all of these amounts paid very quickly in order to get them back in order. Turning finally to the insurance obligations, the debtors have requested that they be authorized to expend $10,000 related to pre-petition insurance amounts in order to make sure that these properties are properly insured to prevent any negative activities happening or the estates being negatively impacted thereby. Finally, Your Honor, as we did with the first supplemental joint administration order, we request that all orders previously entered apply with equal force to these debtors. Finally, Your Honor, prior to filing the motion, we did reach out to, and the cases, we reached out to, of course, the SEC, but then also the committee, the U.S. Trustee's Office, the Ad Hoc Note Holders Group, and the Ad Hoc Unit Holders Group. Post-filing, we followed up with each to see if any had concerns with the form of order or the relief that was requested thereby. I have heard back from all but the SEC at this point. Obviously, the U.S. Trustee's Office and counsel to the committee is here. As to counsel to the note holders group, who I don't believe can make it today, I spoke with him and he would like me to relay that although counsel cannot take an official position because their weekly meeting is tomorrow, they do not believe that there's any issue with any of the relief requested, and subject, of course, to their ability to raise any concerns in accordance with 9013-1M5. And then, as to the unit holders group, I received an email very shortly before the hearing that they did not have any questions or concerns with the proposed order of the relief requested. That, Your Honor, I'd cede the podium to the counsel to the committee.
All right, thank you.
Your Honor, good morning. Colin Robbins.
Good afternoon. Colin Robbins, Chelsea Stangs, the Jones, behalf of the committee. Debtors accurately stated, committee supports the relief from the joint admin motion. It was shared with us, and we had a chance to review it, and I think it's necessary for the joint admin of these two new debtors.
Thank you. So, U.S. Trustee wish to be heard.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Jane Lamy for the U.S. Trustee. Our office doesn't have any opposition to the relief requested.
All right, thank you. Does anyone else wish to be heard? I hear no further response.
Thank you, Your Honor. And in case you have any questions, we do have Brad Sharp, who is our declarant, on the phone. Obviously, he cannot, we understand he cannot testify via telephone, but in case there are any questions in light of the short time frame, we want to make him available.
Well, in the absence of objection, I would entertain a motion to admit his declaration.
Thank you, Your Honor. We would request that admittance.
All right. Is there any objection to that?
No objection, Your Honor.
All right. It's admitted without objection. All right. I don't have any questions. Do you have a form of order for me?
I do not, Your Honor. I will be sending that over this afternoon.
Okay. As early
Very
as possible,
shortly.
Because I won't be here for the balance of the week.
Yeah. Very shortly.
All right. And any timing in mind for the other entities that are under review?
Your Honor, we understand that your schedule is busy the rest of this week. I don't anticipate that there will be, that we will take that into account. Based on the analysis that we've done to this point, we really don't believe there are any emergent issues. We think that it makes sense to take a little bit of time to review the bulk that came through and see what there's going to be, because we're still learning additional information. So,
all right. Well, normally, it's not my practice to hand things off to a duty judge unless it's absolutely necessary. But I will tell you, if it becomes necessary to file these entities in my absence, and the first days are plain vanilla, I wouldn't hesitate at all to have a duty judge cover for me on that.
Understood, Your Honor.
So I guess I'm saying you don't have to wait for me. Is there anything else we need to talk about today?
I believe that's it.
All right. Thank you very much. That concludes this hearing. Court will stand in recess.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you very much, Your Honor.